setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go. Coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville, you've joined a conversation about you, specifically what you were born to do. You were created to fill a unique role in and through your work. That means you are needed. You're incredibly valuable. But that also means you must do it. Somebody in this world, a whole lot of somebodies, way more than you think, need you to show up and be the best version of you. There's more to work than just a paycheck. There is purpose. So excited. We announced it yesterday. If it's news to you, we have finally launched my latest book, From Paycheck to Purpose, The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love. We've had a lot of people go, now, hey, the proximity principle, it was all about connections and opportunities. What's this one? Well, this is the seven stages that you hear us refer to on the program. Get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away. So really excited to have it out available for pre-sale. It comes out November the 9th, and we have several bundles for you. We have a Get Hired bundle and a Get Promoted bundle. So in each of the bundle, you're going to get very specific resources that are free to you with the purchase of the book for only $20. And then we have an assessment bundle. We launched the assessment yesterday I've been talking about, where you actually can take the assessment and get a detailed report on your top talents, passions, and your number one missional result that drives you in your work, plus a filled out purpose statement and professional possibilities. It's an awesome little assessment. You can buy that and the book for $30, plus get the $100 of goodies. So all of those things detailed, three offers essentially, kencoleman.com if you want to learn more about them. The assessment gets delivered right away, by the way. So really fun, good stuff. And I would mention, if you're calling the program and you're not sure, you're going to probably get the assessment. I want you to take it and then call me. For those of you who don't want to call yet, take the assessment. Go ahead and get the book, because the book is going to be the guide that gets you up the mountain. So for $30, you get the assessment and the book. And then call the program and walk through your results with you. 844-747-2577 is the number. KenColeman.com, the website to get the book and the assessment. All right, before we get to the phones, I want to talk through one of the biggest excuses that we all have. This isn't a you thing. It's a me thing. It's a we thing. A big excuse that keeps us from pursuing our purpose. That work that we know that we're supposed to do. Because you can get clear, which is stage one, and you can still go, I'm clear on what I want to do. I'm clear on what I should do. But it just doesn't make sense. So here's the excuse. And when I reveal this excuse to you, here's what's interesting. It's not a wild, crazy excuse, because a lot of excuses are crazy and everybody knows that you're just full of it. You say this one out loud to somebody, and it makes a lot of sense. So what is the excuse? It's going to take too long and cost too much. It's going to take too long. I don't have the time. I got too much going on in my life. All kinds of relationship excuses start to begin to just kind of like waves coming into the shore. Just here they go. I just don't have time. This is pulling my time. This is pulling my time. This is what I just don't have enough time. Don't have enough time. Another one is, it's going to cost too much. I'm in debt. I'm trying to get out of debt. I'm not doing really well at it, or I'm gazelle intense with it. And I can't make any progress on this path at all. I just don't have the money. Got three kids in school. Whatever. All the excuses that come just rolling in. I don't have enough time and I don't have enough money. And that makes you, when you say that, it makes you sound like you're a mature person. I'm being disciplined. Maybe one day. Maybe one day. But here's the problem with that. First of all, you can make progress whether or not you have a bunch of time or a bunch of money. The seven stages, I mean, you can actually walk these out while paying off debt for some of you Ramsey folks. You're going, hey, Ken, I'm in baby step two. I'm trying to pay off my debt. How in the world can I make progress? you can make progress. On the side, you can cash flow your way through. Might take you a little longer, but you can do it. Because most of the time, it doesn't take as much money and as much time as we think. That's part of the problem. I mean, I get it that when you look big picture and you see this professional pinnacle that you're thinking about, it can seem very daunting. You go, golly, that's going to take a lot of time and a lot of money. Sometimes it does, but it's still doable. But many times, it doesn't take as much time or as much money. But you have got to be able to look at the realities. See, your fears in this situation are clouding your judgment. And so in the book, From Paycheck to Purpose, that I just mentioned, available for pre-sale now, I give two chapters to stage two, get qualified. And in one of the chapters, I break down the four qualifying questions that will help you blow these excuses up, because these excuses sound very sound. They sound like you're being a reasonable person. But most of the time, that excuse, I don't have enough time, I don't have money, that's coming from a place of ignorance. And I'm not insulting you. I'm saying you don't have the knowledge to truly be able to say that. So here are the four qualifying questions. Really simple. You've heard me talk about them on the program before. I do a deep dive in the book, From Paycheck to Purpose. Number one is, what do I have to learn? That's the education question. Number two, what do I have to do? That's the experience question. Number three, how much is it going to cost me? That's the economic question. And number four, how long is it going to take? That's the expectation question. I'll break those down very quickly. What do I need to learn? Does it require a degree? Maybe, maybe not. If it's not the only way or the best way, then the answer is no, it doesn't require a degree. Could be an associate's degree. Could be a certification, an online program. Could be just a training program like I took locally in Atlanta to get the basics of broadcasting. I didn't have to have a certificate, Joe, but when I went to Complete Game Broadcasting, I walked out of there with some real knowledge on how to actually broadcast. It helped me. You know that because when I showed up to do radio, and I'd never done radio before in my life, and I was awful in the grand scheme of things, but I actually knew how to get in and out of a break. I wasn't very good at it, but I knew how to do it. So the education question, I just learned from a local producer. And by the way, that gave me some experience, which leads to that second question. What experience do I need? So many people call the show and go, Ken, I'm applying for jobs and they keep telling me I don't have enough experience. What do I do? How about going a rung down the ladder? Somebody got into that position with experience. How'd they do it? What experience do I need? That's what I need to do. And then experience and education are going to require a cost. Sometimes financial cost. Sometimes relationship cost. Can't hang out with my buddies. Can't coach my kid's soccer team for a season. Whatever it is. What's it going to cost me? And then when I look at the financial cost and the relationship time cost, I can now look at this and go, I will be able to complete this journey most likely in this amount of time. And now we've got ourselves a real plan. What do I need to learn? Do? How much is it going to cost? And how long is it going to take? Get the answers to those questions. Guess what? You realize whether or not you do have the time or the money to do it. And almost every time you'll see that you can get there. Don't move. More of your calls coming up. This is the Ken Coleman Show. My friends at Bethel School of Technology have received the Best Value College Alternative Award by University Research and Review. They're one of only 15 institutions to receive this award because their online technology boot camp provides their students the most up-to-date tech training and highest chances of post-school employment. And it's a fraction of the cost and a fraction of the time. Go to betheltech.net/Ken Coleman and get an offer of $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's betheltech.net/Ken Coleman. The Ken Coleman Show continues from our Ramsey Solutions studios. We're helping you move from paycheck to purpose. That's the title of the new book, which is now available for pre-order. It comes out November the 9th. It's going to unpack the seven stages that you've heard me talk about for many, many months now. Very excited. It's not just the title of the new book. It really is our entire goal here for the show. It really is. I want you to move from thinking about your work and your job as just something you do to live. I want you to realize that you were created to work, and I want you to live to contribute. We're going to help you with that journey. If you'd like to check out the book, you can pre-order multiple bundles, kencoleman.com. But if you just kick in the tires and listen to the program, you just want to talk through it, let's go. It's a toll-free number, 844-747-2577. I'm your counselor, coach, and cheerleader, and I promise you have the answers. It's my job to pull them out of you, so give me a shot. Let's go to Joriel, who joins us in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Joriel, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You bet. What's up, man?
So I've been working really hard on getting my computer science degree, and I finally graduated. I was a single dad most of the time, and I got remarried. And now I got a job offer for my dream job.
Wow.
Now, the problem, yes, it's really an amazing opportunity. I mean, it's so amazing that I can't say it on air.
Right.
The problem is that it's out of state, and now I'm having to decide whether to take the job and take the job and not have to spend time with my son anymore because it's out of state, or stay here and not take the job.
Oh, wow.
It's a very, very difficult situation I'm going through right now because I've worked so hard to finally get what I want to get, and now I can get it, and now it seems like my son is going to have to be willing to sacrifice for it, and I don't want to do that.
Well, there's your answer. There's your answer. I mean, I'm going to tell you something right now. First of all, you're not looking for career advice, I don't think. I think you're calling to say, Ken, I got this unbelievable opportunity, and it is a no-brainer, except for the fact that it's going to pull me away from my son and limit extremely the amount of time I get to see him. And I think your heart's telling you, well, we don't want to do that. And that's what you just said. I don't want to do it. And I'm not going to tell you that your heart is wrong. I personally don't think I could do it unless I was in an extremely horrible financial situation and this turned everything around quickly and it was going to fast forward an unbelievable life-changing breakthrough. Then I might sacrifice for a while, but it's not the only dream job for you. That's the reality. So I'm not going to tell you what you should and shouldn't do. I'm just going to tell you that I don't think I could do it. If you took it, how much would you see your son?
Well, it's likely it would be like, in the summer and the holidays. And, one of the things I was talking to my wife about was maybe sacrificing a weekend, every month to go come back to the state and see him.
So you're remarried. You're remarried.
Yes.
Oh. Hey, dude, I'm going to tell you something right now. Only seeing my child summertime and weekends, no chance I could do that.
Yeah,
and see, here's the point. Yeah. Your heart's already told you that. So you could be in your absolute dream job and be miserable. It is possible. Mm-hmm. And that's why, right there. I mean, it could be, the dream job for all the reasons. And yet your heart is breaking. There's no chance I'd do that. No chance. So here's the hard part. It's like you're choosing to be near your son, which is the right decision. But then you go, I feel like I'm just passing up on my dream. That's not true. You are passing up on a dream job, not the only dream job. That's what you've got to hold on to.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
It is a dream job, not the dream job. And there's no way you'll be truly happy with your heart aching like that. So, man, this is a simple decision for me, and I think it's simple for you, and I hope I verified what your heart's telling you.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. There's the other side of it was that they're telling me after 2 years I might be able to move.
Yeah, what's that going to feel like for 2 years?
That's true.
It's awful.
Very tough, yeah.
That little boy, how old is your son?
He's 5.
Yeah, dude. Don't you dare do this.
Yeah, he's 5 and we have a really close relationship.
No, it'll rip your guts out. It'll rip your guts out and it'll affect him tremendously. He needs his dad.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you have joint custody, I guess?
Yeah, it's in the state of Florida, it's a shared parental responsibility. Went away from custody thing.
Yeah, let me just tell you this. It's listen. Yeah. I'm not a child of divorce. I'm not divorced, but I've got friends who are children of divorce. I've got friends who are divorced and their kids, and they've gone on and have had relatively productive relationships with their spouses. I mean, it's not like it's a World War III, and it's not like you can't live a happy life being a child of divorce. But it does have an impact, and I think to add to that. Being away from him for huge amounts of time, man, no, it's not worth it. Now, look, we refocus and we go, okay, what about this job made it a dream job? And we get very clear on writing down those ingredients, almost like a recipe. And we go, where else can I find that? And I'm believing that I'm going to find that and I get to be around my little boy. That's how we move forward. Thanks for the call. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Mark in San Marcos, Texas. Mark, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for having me on. I really respect the work that you do.
Thank you, buddy.
The Ramsey team.
How can I help?
Basically, I'm 20 years old. I'm a university student studying marketing. And pretty much to pay my bills, I work a part-time construction job in which my brother is my supervisor.
Oh.
And, yeah.
How's that working out?
Well, I feel like the job, you know, oftentimes it really drains me.
Yeah.
You know, the work I do is really hard and it's stressful, but most of the job related stress comes from my brother who, you know, sort of oversteps his boundaries. You know, oftentimes he kind of disrespects me.
Yeah, he's the big brother and you're the kid brother and you're a punk and he's treating you like a punk.
Yeah, of course.
So what's your question? You know,
my question is, Should I sort of, you know, maybe talk to him about laying down a boundary? I don't know how he would respond to that. Or should I just, you know, pick up and leave and just go gazelle intensity on school and
both.
Maybe get another part-time job?
Both.
Both?
Yeah. So first thing is you sit your brother down and go, hey, dude, we're not at home anymore. And you can't keep treating me like I'm your punk kid brother. We need some boundaries. Right. Either you treat me like you would everybody else, which I don't think you are. Here's example A, B, and C. Or I'm out. Because I don't want to start resenting you. You're my brother and you're treating me like crap. And I don't have to put up with this. So I'm actually not going to put up with it. So either you stop doing this, this, and this, or I'm walking. And then if he doesn't stop doing it, you walk. It's a part-time gig anyway, man. Go get another part-time gig for all the benefits of what you're doing this one for, but you don't have to deal with the crap from your brother. Oh, this is easy, man. It's your brother. I don't even care if he doesn't like it because you don't have to get into World War III with him. You just go, look, dude, I'm just going to lay this out. You've hurt my feelings here. You've done this, this, and this. And you know what? It's cool. You're my brother. I forgive you, but it's got to stop. If it doesn't stop, I'm out. So are you going to stop? Because you're not going to stop. Let's not even go through the motions. I'm just going to leave. This is a part-time gig for me, bro. Why are you treating me this way?
For sure.
And I just lay it out there. I think it's super simple.
Yeah.
Super simple.
Yeah, it really is. It's just...
You're afraid to do it. Job.
Well, yeah. I mean, sure.
Yeah, but listen, dude. Listen to me. There's nothing to be afraid of. You don't have to come at him hot. You could be really calm and just go, hey, man. And say all the things I just said. Doesn't have to be as intense as I said it. I'm fired up for you. But the point is, there's nothing to be afraid of. If he doesn't like it, you just go, okay, dude, I'm your brother. I love you. I think it's best that I quit this job. It's a part-time gig, man. You're going into marketing. You can go find another part-time gig. There's a million of those right now. The economy's ripe with those kind of gigs for you, man. Go do that. All right. Hey, folks, coming up, really excited. My colleague, Christy Wright, Ramsey Personality, best-selling author, joins me for a very important discussion. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. We're coming to you from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. Thrilled to have you with us. Hey, this is fun. You know, you may be new to the program. Maybe you're new to Ramsey Solutions. You're going, okay, I think, I've heard you talk about Dave Ramsey, you know. Blah, blah. All right, bottom line is Ramsey Solutions, big, big, big company, 1,000 people. And if you're new to the program, we have multiple people on our team that are called Ramsey personalities. Now, you notice I had to slow down so I didn't say we have multiple personalities, because that is possible too, but that is not the case. And so one of those amazing people that I get to do work life with is Christy Wright, and she's phenomenal. She was a Ramsey personality before I got here, longtime business coach, very, very good at what she does. She launched the Business Boutique brand here at Ramsey Solutions, has a unbelievably awesome event every year under that name, Business Boutique, and a best-selling book, number one best-selling book entitled Business Boutique. But now she's got another book, and it's called Take Back Your Time, which is a very, Christy, it's a very nice title in the sense that it tells you what it is, but it's like I'm challenged as soon as I see it.
It's like, activating.
Ow. Yeah. Wait, hey, whoa, I don't know you, Christy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
so fun.
Activating. We want it to have energy in it. Yeah. And I think that does. It hits the pain point of our time, but it gives you empowerment in the fact that you can take it back. And so I love that. And then I love the subtitle, The Guilt-Free Guide to Life Balance, because I think guilt is such an undercurrent in how we feel about our calendars. And I want to address the issue below the issue, not just try to fix the calendar.
And you do. So she's joining me today to talk about this. Her book is now available for pre-sale as well. And this is a great, great, great book for somebody. Well, at first, it was a great book for a lot of people. But if you are listening to this show and you're going, I want to be intentional to be who I'm supposed to be, whether that's starting the business, whether that's switching jobs and doing work you love, you're going to deal with what she's talking about, this guilt to try to do it all. And it can be debilitating. What is the undercurrent of guilt on this issue?
Well, there's a couple of things at play. I think we put pressure on our shoulders to do everything for an equal amount of time. But another piece of it that I think plays into this, and I noticed this for me, Ken, years ago, I started to notice a pattern that majority of my guilt came from focusing on where I was not. So if I'm at work, I'm thinking about my kids. Did I forget their lunch? Are they okay? Am I a bad mom? Then I would go home and I'd be with my kids, but I'd be thinking about work. Oh, I missed the email, missed the deadline, forgot that project. I was always focused on where I was not. Well, let's just acknowledge, if you live your whole life this way, always focused on where you're not, then of course you feel guilty because you're always focused on where you're not and what you're not doing. We do this as well with our to-do list. We put 50 things on our to-do list. We do 47, and then we beat ourselves up for not getting to the 3 versus being proud of the 47. And so for me, that was a major source of guilt. And I did something really simple several years ago, and I just decided to flip my focus. So instead of looking in the rearview mirror of what I was leaving behind, I looked through the front windshield of where I am. It's as simple as be where your feet are, wherever you are, be there. So when I leave the house, I literally mentally shut off my brain from my family. And it sounds heartless, but it's not. What it does is it gives me permission to focus on what I'm doing while I'm doing it, shake the guilt of all this that kind of nags at us, and it allows us to experience and even enjoy the moment that we're in while we're in it, which, believe it or not, is hard to do in our world that is so distracted.
It really is, because there's so much pressure to perform in all these different areas like you're talking about. And one of the things that you've said, and when we talk about this book, is it's about the right things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unpack that. That's a wonderful quote that's in the book. And I think really is the foundation from this entire book that you've put together.
Yeah, well, we have a million opportunities. And I think that we put pressure on ourselves to do everything all the time and do it well. And then when we don't, which we won't because we can't, we feel like we're failing, which is simply untrue. And so the thesis of the entire book is life balance is not doing everything for an equal amount of time. It's about doing the right things at the right time.
Yeah.
And when you do that, when you do the right things at the right time, you actually feel that sense of balance that you've been looking for all along. But it's not because you had this perfect pie and every slice of the pie was evenly split every day. That's not realistic or even desirable. But when you focus on the right things at the right time, and you get to decide what those are, you feel peace, you're more confident in your choices, you enjoy your life more, and you shake the guilt that's been haunting you for a really long time.
You're listening to Christy Wright. She is my cohort in crime here, along with several other Ramsey personalities. She's the number one best-selling author, and we're talking about her new book, Take Back Your Time, The Guilt-Free Guide to Life Balance. I want to know from you, is there a time in history, I'm just curious, when busy became a status symbol? Because I feel like it is. Like, it's like we all say this. Like, if I run into you and Matt, like Stacey and I run into you and Matt somewhere, it could be very plausible. You wouldn't do this because of you.
Yeah.
But if we run into people and say, hey, and it's like we're always like, oh, so busy.
Yeah.
It's like it's a status symbol.
It is. We say that we're like busy. We've started wearing busyness as a badge of honor, but I would argue.
When did that start, though? Do you feel like, I mean, I know that may be a hard thing to pinpoint, but when did that become a thing?
I will say that for me, it became much more impressive to others when I became a little bit older. It was not a status symbol when I was like 23. Like, right. I remember 23 being like totally fine taking a nap and being good with my life. Like, I didn't feel like I needed to impress people with how busy I was. But what's interesting is I think we totally perpetuate the problem when we applaud it. When I see you and I say, Ken, how you doing? I'm so busy. I'm like, gosh, you're just rocking it. You're killing it. You're awesome. You're doing everything. And then that reinforces in
That's
you.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Reinforcing, just like it happens to me. I may say, oh, I'm so busy. I feel like I'm just like, you know, I've got so much going on. People are like, oh, you're just superwoman. You're Wonder Woman. You're super mom. You can do it all. Even if it's subconscious, that reinforces for me, oh, people are impressed by that. Oh, that's a good thing. Oh, that's impressive. And so it makes us want to do more. I think it's also there's an element. I think you got a lot of variables at play. We have a lot of interests. So yeah, there's a lot of opportunities. We're like, oh, I want to do those. That sounds exciting. Another piece of it is it's so easy to find our identity in those things where it's like, I am my productivity. I am how much I get done in my to-do list. And we know that's not true, but because we can measure our progress, we kind of become rats in wheels where we just are piling more and more on. And we almost, as a culture, especially with social media and technology, we don't know how to stop. We don't know how to rest. We don't even know how to be in an elevator and not look at our phone. Mm. Just stare at the doors and let there be silence for 3 seconds. We've become so addicted to input.
I feel awkward just having you describe it. I was like, please don't make me stare at the elevator and not say, don't
look at my phone. We're so addicted to input and we've trained our brain. So there's something, this is not a book about how to just rest more and slow down, but it is a book saying, hey, let's stop running faster, thinking that more productivity is the answer to our problem. Yeah. Instead, let's peel back the layers and go, hey, what's important to you? And important is different than good and fun and exciting and available. What is important to you
and
right
therein
now?
Therein lies the right thing you're talking about.
Right. And you get to decide. So Olympics are going on right now. Those Olympians that have been training 60 hours a week, that's right for them. Yeah. They're doing the right things right now. That's not right for me.
Yeah.
Someone that just had a baby that is a newborn and they've showered once a week, that's right for them. They're trying to survive being a new mom. Someone that is starting a new career. Let's say you've got someone listening right now and they're in their, you know, either early 20s, just out of college, or you've got someone listening that is just starting a new career and they're going to work really hard to make a good impression, to get your foot in the door, to go all in. So they're working more hours than they normally would. Doesn't mean they're workaholic. Doesn't mean they hate their family. Doesn't mean they don't have a life. What's right now, I want to make a great impression at this new job.
Yeah.
I want to show that I'm committed and all in.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so I think that when we pull back from the day-to-day grind and the busyness that distracts us at every corner and we say, hey, what's right now? What's important right now? It gives you permission to focus on those things where you actually experience them and enjoy them more, but it helps you shake that guilt for all the things you're not doing, all the things that are not right now or not right in this season or not important to you. And you go, hey, I can confidently say no to that and it doesn't make me a bad person. It just means it's not right for me right now and that's okay.
Yeah, and it relieves so much pressure.
Yes.
That we put on ourselves, for heaven's sakes.
Well, and that's honestly, Ken, that is the message of this book. The message of this book is a message of freedom. I want you to feel like when you finish reading this book, the pressure's off. The burden is lifted. This is not about how to do more and multitask more, but it's also not a book that says, hey, you've got to quit all your commitments and live in a Zen state of meditation all day. No, no, no. You can be very busy and balanced. The key in any season with any schedule is figuring out what that looks like for you. You can define your version of balance, what makes you feel balanced, define what those right things are, and then I'm gonna help you spend your time on those things, which, by the way, your version of life balance is the only one that should matter anyway.
It's great stuff. Dave Ramsey put both of our books up for sale at the same time.
Same time.
So buy hers too.
ChristyWright.com.
It's awesome. Thanks. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job so you can give yourself away. Those are the 7 stages to doing what you were born to do, work you love, and all the 7 stages get unpacked in very practical detail in my new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love. It's available for pre-order right now. If you go to kencoleman.com, we have three bundles. A Get Hired bundle with $100 of free resources that will help you get hired. If you're interested in getting promoted, you're already in, but you want to get promoted, move up the ladder, we've got a Get Promoted bundle. $100 of free stuff that go with the $20 purchase price. So both those bundles, whichever one you want, it's only $20 for all that stuff. Incredible value. Then we have a $30 bundle, which includes the brand new assessment. For those of you who want to get clear, and you've heard me coach people through talent, what you do best, passion, work you love, and mission, results that matter to you. We have an assessment now that walks you through that and gives you a detailed report that is super practical, fills out a purpose statement for you, and points you to the professional possibilities in the workplace. It's an incredible tool that's normally $30 on its own, and now you get that plus the new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, because From Paycheck to Purpose is the guide up the mountain. The tool, the assessment, the Get Clear Career Assessment helps you identify the mountains. You can get them both. 844-747-2577 is the number. Again, kencoleman.com, the website to go get those bundles. All right, Angie's on the line in Phoenix, Arizona. Angie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Well, hello, Ken. Thank you so much for all of the support that you give to so many people.
Thank you. I appreciate that. How can I support you today?
So, I've been in corporate for quite a long time, so long and that I just have a hard time listening to my heart and knowing what my heart says because I'm always in my head so much. And I have a lot of interests and a lot of creative interests, I guess you could say, that I just, honestly, I really don't know what it is that I want to do or really what my God-given talent is. It's something that I've been praying about for a very long time.
Awesome.
And I just haven't found the answers.
Yeah. Do you have ideas or you have no ideas as to what it could be?
I think I have some, but it's kind of hard to stick to a lot of different things
What keeps you from sticking to something?
I get bored really easy. So I like to have a lot of things going on. Like I'm crafty. I'm good at that. I make jewelry. I paint, you know, so I'm good at those things. And I like working with my hands. But the careers and the jobs that I have are typically corporate.
Gotcha.
Corporate jobs.
So what do you need to make financially?
Financially, at least $40,000 a year.
Okay. So what we need to figure out is what could we do on the side? I think the journey for you probably is doing something on the side. I'm not 100% sure of that, but it is possible that we try something and stick with it long enough after we get some more clarity and we try it on the side, we keep the day job, and we try to build this business up on the side by taking our time, testing, trying it, doing different things around that one idea, letting it evolve, and then we move into that one day when that side hustle is making you about $40,000. That's the quick, simple path, all right? I know there's no super detailed information in that, but I want you to see that that's how you might go about it. I could be wrong. You might be able to go work for somebody else where they've got a great job where you are working with your hands and you are designing something or building something or assembling something. I'm not sure. But you've got to get.
I don't know that I'm qualified for.
Well, but we got to know what it is before we can know if we're qualified.
True. That's true.
So here's the interesting. I think you have a general idea of something, and you're just going, well, Ken, I don't know how to get qualified. Why don't you throw it out to me? I'm just curious. Just one idea. Hit me. We got 40 seconds. Hit me with it.
I would love to own my own business. You know, selling arts and crafts and making sandwiches and teas, you know, herbal
teas. Okay, so here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to do two things. I want you to hang on the line, and we're going to get you a link and a code to my brand new assessment, the Get Clear Careers. You need to take the assessment, okay? Then I want you to think about, is that side business fitting within what I just saw? And then who could I go hang out with that does a similar business, something like that, to learn what it would take? That's the step. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get unstuck and then get on purpose. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Hey, it is launch week. We launched the new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, yesterday. It's now available for pre-order. It comes out November the 9th. If you pre-order anytime between now and then, you will get $100 worth of amazing goodies. Two bundles specifically on that. One is the Get Hired bundle, where we have some additional resources that will help those of you who are looking to kind of get the job in maybe in a new space, coming out of college, whatever. And then there's the Get Promoted bundle with additional resources, $100 worth of free resources that'll help you get promoted, move up the ladder. That's all if you pre-order. Then there's a third bundle that gets you the new assessment, the Get Clear Career Assessment, that walks you through talent, passion, mission, detailed report. Super jazzed about that. Been doing that on air for 4 years. Now we have a digital version that gives you a purpose statement and professional possibilities along with your report on your top talents, passion, and number one missional result that drives you. So amazing, amazing tools. Excited to be able to offer. The assessment delivers right away. Of course, the book that comes with that, that's a $30 bundle versus the other two are $20. So all that stuff, all the details, very simply laid out at kencoleman.com. Let's get to the phone. Steven joins us in Ashland. I don't want to dump the drink over, Joe, on the board. That would be awful. There'd be smoke everywhere and the lines wouldn't work, but I caught it. Steven, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me. Happy to
be here today. Man, I'm having a blast. What are you doing?
Man, enjoying a minute of time off.
Okay, all right. What's going on?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, I feel kind of stuck. The last, you know, let's say 10 or 12 years up until November, I'd been in sales, and I literally got fired from every sales job I was ever in.
Okay, and let's pause really and say maybe you should never do sales again.
Yeah, I got to that point at least.
There we go. Okay, good.
And now I'm working for a manufacturing company that's in the town we live in. Not exactly making a fantastic living, but enough to get by. But I know I can do more. I can do something. I want to do better by my family, be able to earn more, but I'm stuck. I don't know what to do next.
Okay.
I just know I don't want to be putting toilets in boxes for 40 years.
I get you. How much of you being stuck is you have a couple of ideas, but you're not quite sure how in the world you would ever get there, versus you have zero ideas. Your brain, when you think about what you would love to do for work, is an absolute clean whiteboard. Which is it?
I would say more of the first. I have a couple of ideas.
There we go.
I feel like I could literally do anything too.
Yeah, well, I don't want you to do that. I want you to tell me what the two ideas are. So let's go with option A and option B. Is that what we have, two ideas?
Sure. I mean, there's always a million things floating around in my head, but...
Well, no, wait a second. That's not what you said. You said you had a couple of ideas. What's that?
Off the top of my head, yeah.
Okay, well, think for a second. Is there something tomorrow that you would try if you knew you could not fail, but you didn't have to commit to it either, because you're a guy with a bunch of ideas? So if you didn't have buyer's remorse, but you could just try it for a fun work adventure, okay? Quit anytime you want to. What would you try first if you knew you couldn't fail? That's what I want your heart and head to tell me.
Public speaking.
Oh, that came out really quick. And what would you speak about and who would you speak to?
Haven't got that far ahead yet.
Okay, that's what you have to do. And that's part of the reason why that particular idea, you get stuck on that, correct?
Yeah, that, and I mean, how do I make a living? I've got a wife and 5 kids, so I can't just, you know, jump right out there and do it full time, obviously, but I don't even know where to start either.
Right, but that's my point. It's like you're not sure how to actually do that is another big part of it, but you don't even know what you would speak about. You kind of got to get that figured out before we figured out how to get there. And those two things are what are keeping you stuck, and I get that. So the question becomes, if I interview everybody that knows you, Stephen, are they going to say that you've got the talent of communication and the talent of connection?
I believe they would, yes.
Okay. Have you done any speaking before at any point in your life?
I have. I mean, I preached at churches when I was in college. I did speaking contest and what have you, and won awards for it.
Whoa.
And then when I got out of college, I just settled for just doing what needed to be done.
Let's go back to that. Why did you settle for something else?
I guess simply put, I got distracted. Didn't think about it and just went. Just chased the shiny object, so to speak.
Okay. And tell me how it felt when you won those speaking contests as a younger man, and tell me how it felt to preach to a live audience.
Well, when I won the first one, when I won that, I'm like, wait, what? I did that? I was deathly afraid to do it. And so it kind of blew me away. And I'm like, I might be onto something here.
How did it feel when you were actually doing it? I get that you were afraid. How did it feel when you were speaking and then when it was over?
Well, when it was actually over, I felt accomplished, felt like I'd done something worthwhile.
Yeah. And then, how did it feel to preach?
While I was actually doing it, I kind of had the butterflies, of course, but it was
How did it feel to preach?
Exhilarating.
Yeah, okay, great. So here's the point. So here's the point. We can say that you've got the talent, and we could say that you're passionate about it, correct?
Yeah.
All right, so here's what we have to figure out. Are you called to ministry, or are you called to be a speaker? And then we got to figure out the who and the what. Who are we speaking to, and what are we speaking to them about? So I'm going to give you a three-part question that you don't have to answer if you don't want to or if you can't right now. That's fine, okay? But I want you to walk through this. And the first question is, who are the people I most want to help? And the way you can do this is, who are the people I most want to help with my speaking? What's the problem they have that I want to solve through my speaking? What's the solution that will help their problem through my speaking? So you're looking at, who do I want to help? What problem do I want to solve? What solution do I want to provide? Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
You have got to get answers to that question, because therein lies the direction. Because we go to where those people are. So if you want to help people in their spiritual life and speak to their spiritual needs, then you're going to go to churches. If you want to help them with leadership needs, then you're going to businesses. Just as two quick examples. But you've got to know your voice. You've got to know what it is that you are attacking and on whose behalf you are attacking it. See, when Dave Ramsey decides to not just get out of debt himself 30 plus years ago, he also decides, I'm going to figure out how to do this. And he does. And then he goes, I'm going to start telling people in my church about it. And then he says, I'm going to start doing some local events, and I'm going to go do a local radio show. He knew who he wanted to talk to because of the problem he was trying to solve. I want to help people get out of debt. I want to help people avoid debt. Where can I talk to those people? Churches, do live events. I can go on the radio. Is this starting to make sense, Stephen?
Yes.
You must first know what you want to speak about, who needs that message, and beyond, before you start figuring out the path to do it. And with five kids, guess what? You're going to have to do the Ken Coleman route. You're going to have to go the Ken Coleman route, okay? Which is my seven stages. It's what I write about in the new book, From Paycheck to Purpose. I got to get clear. I got to get qualified. I got to get started. After I'm getting connected and the opportunities, I step into it, maybe part-time, and I go beyond there. Hey, for the rest of you out there who are looking to start something or switch to something, you've got to partner with my friends at ZipRecruiter.com, the number one job site in the world. Their candidates are three times as likely to get hired because of their amazing matching technology. You go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken, and it's a free profile. No strings attached. It's free. They immediately begin to match up your profile with jobs that make sense. And if a company sees your profile in the match, because Zip told them to look at it, and they will, and they like you, they contact you directly. It's free. The best way to get hired. It's a great tool. I don't know why you wouldn't do it. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. All right, my time is almost up, but before I let you go, remember this: you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. You can listen to myself, Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz, or the rest of the Ramsey Network anywhere with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. Catch all of our full shows, browse by topic, or send clips to your friends. Head to the App Store and download the Ramsey Network app today.